This is In Nature.
In a game of cards, sometimes all you need is a good bluff. The North American species of hognose snakes have a couple of these bluffs up their metaphorical sleeves. There are three separate species of hognose snake in the U.S., the southern, the western, and the eastern. The eastern hognose is the one you might find in Indiana. They are rather timid and shy snakes and will often hide from predators by burrowing down into leaves, sand, and so forth. The name, hognose, comes from their upturned snout, which aids them in digging in sandy soils. Their first bluff, when threatened by a predator, is to flatten their neck and raise their head off of the ground like a cobra and hiss. They will sometimes do closed mouth strikes at the same time, rather like a high-speed headbutt. This behavior has earned them a variety of nicknames, including puff adder, blowing adder, and spreading adder, just to name a few. They are not actually in the adder family, but are in the harmless colubrid family, which also includes snakes such as the rat snake and the corn snake. They will also sometimes rapidly vibrate their tail at the same time, causing a buzzing sound, especially in leaf litter, which makes them sound like a rattlesnake. Should this first bluff fail to deter would-be predators, the hognose snake has a second trick. They will often writhe about in agony and then play dead, ending up on their backs and letting their tongue hang out. Attempt to turn them over, and they will continually roll on their backs as if somehow proving that they are dead. The snake may be playing dead, but is carefully keeping an eye on the predator the entire time. As soon as the threat is either not looking at them or has gone, the little hognose snake will right itself and escape.
You've been listening to In Nature.